we're going to talk about initial management of femoral shaft fractures. So keep in mind, people bleed a lot from femoral shaft fractures, or certainly there's potential to bleed a lot. You got to make sure you trend hemoglobin on these patients. You have to recognize that, you know, it's a major source of not only initial pain, but you know, bleeding and disability, and the surgery you need to do for them is not a small surgery. There's a lot of thought that reamed intermedullary nailing of the femur is potentially a so-called second hit. Not going to go too much the academics of this. It's a bit of a controversial field. However, I think what most people can agree upon is that early stabilization, one way or the other, is helpful for overall patient care. So, you know, our goal typically is to get a femur fracture stabilized within 24 hours. Now, we do have a management guideline for this. It's a very well-researched, robust, I believe, you know, it is available. I've shared it with many of you. It's on SharePoint. If you don't have it, please get a hold of it or get it from me and get it into your iPhone or iBooks or however you can readily access it. Because we do have some guidelines, especially for the initial management with patients who could be a damage control type patient. That is, the patient who's got multiple trauma, the so-called borderline patient, maybe with bilateral chest injuries, you know, other patients with thoracic trauma, and patients with head injuries. So these are the types of patients, you know, the borderline patients, the chest injured patients, and the head injured patients, that initial management of femoral shaft fractures can be a little bit tricky. And proponents of the damage control approach feel those are the ones that we have to be careful with. So, you know, when a patient with a femur fracture comes in, obviously, like I said, you want to, you know, make sure that you're trending hemoglobins on them. You want to make sure that they are stable to go to the operating room for reamed intramedullary nail. You will have to obviously discuss this with your trauma colleagues. You will have to, you know, come up with some assessment as to whether or not this is a patient who is ready to go to the OR, you know, that night or the next morning, or, you know, next day, I should say, or is there going to be a problem? Now, oftentimes, you know, we don't treat femoral shaft fractures as, you know, true emergencies. So, you know, you're putting traction pins in. Tibial traction usually works perfectly fine. We usually use the thin wire techniques. That works perfectly fine. It seems to be a lot less morbid to putting in the large pins. But we try to get those patients to the OR the next day. I certainly don't think that it's a horrible thing if a patient waits an extra day in skeletal traction if there's an issue, if there's a problem. But we usually try to get them, you know, to the OR within a day if possible. So what are the holdups? Well, certainly, patient with a head injury, you shouldn't take immediately to the operating room for a femur fracture. And the guidelines beyond that are, you know, they can often be fixed within 24 hours, but yeah, just the rule of thumb is you just have to coordinate it with neurosurgery. You know, and there's no great evidence-based guidelines for this other than you just have to, you know, coordinate it with your neurosurgery team, make sure they're comfortable with the patient being on the table for a while, you know, getting a reamed intramedullary nail. Now, I think almost anybody should be clearable, quote unquote, for an external fixator. And this is important because if a patient comes into the hospital and has to go to the OR, so, you know, they have, you know, they're getting an X-lap, they're starting to get, you know, some stuff done to them that's already making you think that I wonder if this is going to be a damage control patient. You have to start thinking X-fix. Why? Well, because if the patient goes to the OR and is a, you know, under anesthesia, and if you look at our guidelines, we'll say this, that patient, if it looks like it's going to be a borderline patient, if the patient has bad chest injury or head trauma, you may want to consider putting on an X-fix right there. That's your chance. And this is where you guys have to be really good and skilled at putting on a quick external fixator. That is self-drilling pins, no wasting time. You want to get a good reduction, but you don't want to spend an inordinate amount of time. You want to, for the patient's sake, and you want to sort of show the trauma team and give them confidence that you can get an X-fix on quickly. And so, like I said, patients should always be clearable for an external fixator. Well, that's the case if you can efficiently get it done. If it's like a one-hour case for you, well then, you know, I would take that statement back. So if the patient's in the OR and they're going to be potentially not clearable and it looks like their lactate level was 8 and they're getting all this stuff done and you're thinking this is maybe a damage control patient, consider doing an external fixator if possible. Now, if it's not possible, then it's something that, you know, we'll have to decide then. Maybe we take the patient back for an X-fix the next day or whatever. You know, obviously, as you know, we typically will trend lactate, especially for these potentially borderline patients, and make sure that the lactate level clears before we get them to the operating room. It does not appear to be as critical for the isolated femur fracture. But again, we're usually not, you know, emergently taking those patients to the OR anyway. So these are some of the key points you need to be aware of immediately when the patient comes in. And then once we do stabilize them, if it's by provisional methods, meaning like a true stabilization with an external fixator, then sometimes we're going to then wait. Let's say the patient had a vascular injury or the patient was damage control and we have an external fixator. Then usually we're going to give it about 7 to 10 days, and then we're going to convert them to a reamed intramedullary nail. And if you wait too many weeks, you know, 2-3 weeks or longer, I mean, you certainly run the risk of getting a deep infection from the pin tracts. And it's very important when you X-fix these patients that you, you know, keep a close eye on the pin tracts and you know, make sure that those ICU patients are not getting infected pin tracts and creating problems for your intramedullary nail down the road. So those are some of the key points about provisional treatment of femur fractures in sick patients. Do take a look at the protocol, as I mentioned, that should help fill in the details. And there's a very, very good summary table at the very end, which reviews these key points about initial management that I talked about. Thank you.